Are we ready? Are we ready? 'Cause it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. Yeah, ooh, it's Thursday. Getting closer to the weekend. Getting closer to Saturday. Big happenings in Douglas County. And I just don't know what to tell you. I've been contacted by groups who are going to be out there in force, 100 people or so. That's not too much force, I think. We need more. I was sent a text about purchases that are being made by certain groups at the local Walmart. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if that's hearsay, gossip, whatnot. But Saturday is going to be a big day. It's going to be an important day. Especially not just for the people in Nevada, but for the people in Douglas County. Because this will be making national news. And that, of course, is the protest and the counter-protest in front of the Douglas County Sheriff's Department over a comment. It's always that spark. Do you think if we weren't in the time that we were in now, this ever would have become anything? The comments that were made during drag queen story time when the library was doing that. And what surprises me even more is if you are on Facebook and you live in the Douglas County community, if you are friends with the Bentley Heritage Distillery, sorry about that, slurring that, distillery. Look at the letter from Christopher Bentley. Read it. He puts his feelings out there. But more so, look at the comments. Look at the comments that have come in since he put that notice out. Now you can tell which comments are coming from people locally and which are just jumping on the bandwagon. And I wish people from out of the area, even in Reno, would stop commenting on it. I know it's kind of ridiculous because I commented on a few comments, but I cover the area differently than people who just live in Reno who are jumping on the comments. I look at it differently. So please, that's just the one thing that I ask you to do today, because Saturday, it can be very good, and I'm getting daily texts and emails urging for a peaceful protest, urging people to not open carry. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. People are going to open carry. Urging to please conceal. I'm sure there will people be concealing as well. But the comment that makes the best sense is don't let them get the best of you. That's what they want. And why would you give them, as in the BLM Antifa members, why would you give them what they want? They want the violence. They want the anarchy. We don't. The best thing you can do is just stand there and smile. Have God in your heart. Because if you follow the path that I do, you love everyone. But you also have the right to defend and protect. I would not be surprised if there are over 1,000 people at this event. I would not be surprised at all. But with a show of force in the counter-protest, backing the badge, supporting Sheriff Coverley, we will show the nation that we are the ones who are peaceful, that we are the ones who will protect our communities and will not stand by and let outsiders come and destroy things. And that includes spray painting things. That includes throwing pavers. Stand your ground, but only repel their violence. Don't create the violence. They're wearing body cameras. They're using their iPhones. They're using professional cameras. They want the people of Douglas County who truly believe in peace to create and cause violence, because the only thing they're going to do with that is twist it. There are so many things that are messed up right now. We'll get to your calls in just a few moments. 884-9910 for the talk and text. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. But think for yourself. Use that critical thinking. Don't you think that it's suspicious that we have been a quiet, peaceful nation for so long, and yet all of this is coming together at once, so you can't even think straight. You can't even think straight. Where is it coming from? A fake farce of a virus? The virus is real. It was created. It was put out there to wreak havoc. And this is exactly the havoc that they wanted. They want people shut down. They want people frustrated. They want people ready to explode. But we're better than that. Draw your strength. And I'm going to draw on somebody else's words, because this man has been so victimized. His life torn apart and destroyed. But he still has faith. So if you didn't see this circulating, let me take just a moment. This is a letter from Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. His letter to America. We are witnessing a vicious assault by enemies of all that is good. And our president having to act in ways unprecedented in decades, maybe centuries. The biblical nature of good versus evil cannot be discounted. As we examine what is happening on the streets of America, it's Marxism in the form of Antifa and the Black Lives Matter movement versus our very capable and very underappreciated law enforcement professionals, the vast majority of whom are fighting to provide us safe and secure homes, streets, and communities. When the destiny of the United States is at stake, and it is, the very future of the entire world is threatened. As Christians, shouldn't we act? We recognize that divine providence is the ultimate judge of our destiny. Achieving our destiny as a freedom-loving nation, providence compels us to do our part in our communities. It encourages us in this battle against the forces of evil to face our fears head on. No enemy on earth is stronger than the united forces of God-fearing, freedom-loving people. We can no longer pretend that these dark forces are going away by mere prayer alone. Prayers matter, but action is required. This action is needed at the local, state, and federal levels. Action is also required in the economic, media, clerical, and ecclesiastical realms. Decide how you can act within your abilities. Stand up and state your beliefs. Be proud of who you are and what you stand for. And face head on those community leaders who are willing to allow dark forces to go beyond peaceful protests and destroy and violate your safety and security. Do you think Christians in America need to stand up and act? Churches and houses of worship must remain and return to normal. We invite everyone of goodwill to not shirk their responsibilities and instead act in a fraternal fashion. If for no other reason or with no other ability, act in a spirit of charity. We cannot disrespect or disregard natural law, along with our own religious liberties and freedoms. I am witnessing elderly people lose their connection to all that is good in their lives, connection to their faith, their families, and their individual freedoms, especially the simple act of attending church, something they've been doing for decades. Let us not be intimidated or fear those who cry out that we are in the minority. We are not. Good is always more powerful and will prevail over evil. However, evil will succeed for a time when people are divided from each other and their personal lives. Children away from their teachers, preachers from their congregations, customers from their local businesses. America will never give in to evil. Americans work together to solve problems. We do not and should not ever allow anarchy and the evil forces behind it to operate on any street in our nation. No one should have to fear for their safety, for their very life, because some dark, disturbed force is challenged by the very essence of what America stands for. what America stands for. We are one nation under God. And it is our individual liberties that make us strong, not liberties given to our government. Our government has no liberty unless and until we, the people, say so. God bless America, and let's stand by everything that was and is good in our lives, in our communities, and in our country. Otherwise, America, as the true North Star for humanity, will cease to exist as we know it. God bless General Michael Flynn. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
Trump will not be president.
Highly critical, biased text messages between senior FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
There will be no question about the outcome of this election.
And she got ahead of herself. This utterly stunned this campaign.
Head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow.
Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
The peaceful transition of power is one of the hallmarks of our democracy.
We want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
These declassified documents that were just released.
Officials in the Obama administration were asking for the identities to be unmasked of Americans.
Unmasking of aides and staffers of the incoming president.
The basic charge, political spying.
To disrupt the peaceful transfer of power.
Unmasking of American citizens could be a real problem.
Why is it that the unmasking of Flynn somehow ended up in the pages of the Washington Post?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
The vice president said that yesterday. And then the last name on this list is Joe Biden.
The Obama administration was bitter. They wanted to do everything they could to undermine the incoming Trump administration.
Really designed to sabotage and really upend the new administration.
An outgoing president and a vice president and a Washington Post columnist and the FBI setting up an incoming administration.
Wow,
that's a real conspiracy. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Nobody wants to talk about what's really going on. The past president of the United States, Barack Obama, committed treason. And those closest to him. And one of them is running for president. For the Democrats, it will always be, do as I say, not as I do. And they will say and do anything to be able to dismantle this country. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, because we are one. We are one, and we have to protect each other. Washoe County has to protect Douglas County. Douglas County has to help protect Churchill County. We are one. It's Northern Nevada. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. This is going to be a whole different election year. And it's been said before, but now the words have no meaning for past elections. But it holds true right now. 2020 is the most important election ever. Not just for the president, but for everybody. We have to get senators and assembly people, Republicans, elected to seats. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you agree with the Trump campaign filing a federal lawsuit against Nevada's mail-in voting law? That simple. Yesterday's poll question: should local representatives be held accountable for allowing protesters to damage property? 99% of you said yes who participated in the poll. That might be a very important question as we see what goes on in Douglas County this weekend. Judy, please hang on the line. We've got to take a quick Fox News break. We'll be back with your talk and your texts right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday to you. I'm so glad you're here, even for a little bit. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we have a very special interview with two writers, directors, editors of the movie Belly of the Beast. This is from Fourth Watch Films, and I've watched all their films, and I'm just so impressed with, I'll get that in a little bit, but you will be very impressed. If you are a Christian, if you believe in God, you definitely want to stick around for 11 o'clock with this interview. Though, let's get to you. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking about what's going on all around us right now? At the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Judy joins us right now. Judy, thank you so much for calling the show. And liberals are breaking up the families.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very emotional person right now, so bear with me. I also have a hearing deficit, so if I don't catch it the first time, please be patient with me. My son, which is actually somebody that you know and have known for several years, used to work with you at KOH, and he was a conservative. He married a girl about 18, 17 years ago. And he used to work with Dan Mason. You all know him. I won't say his name. But he married a gal whose father was a prominent preacher in Carson Valley. And ever since he married that gal, we have had nothing but problems with him wanting to stay away from our family. He has since moved to Idaho. His wife and her family have completely been controlling him. They have taken him away from his old friends, one of which you also know that used to work for KOH and was friends with your husband. And these people have taken my son away from me. And my son was in the Navy. He was on a submarine. They talked him out of going off that submarine. He came back and worked for you all. And ever since, this has been years and years ago now, he has gone further and further away from our family. And I can only imagine the reason is because they are progressive liberal family and they talk behind our backs, which we do not do about them. Maybe we should have. And we no longer have a son, and I never get to see my grandkids, my three grandkids that live in Idaho, Meridian, Idaho. And I am totally convinced that it is because of the passionate, progressive liberal stance that family takes, my sons-in-laws take. My husband tried to call. The reason I'm upset is because it is my grandson's birthday tomorrow. And a year ago tomorrow, my husband tried to call my son and ask him if they had got the card that we sent for his birthday, my grandson's birthday. And my son told us he was going to call us back twice. And the third time my husband called, my son told him to F off.
Wow.
Don't ever leave him the F alone. And I know he's very unhappy because he probably knows what's going on in his life. Because he worked for you guys. He was a conservative. Mm-hmm. He knows that it's wrong, I'm sure, what he's going through. But he has to conform in order to make peace in his family. And I know this is going on. And I'm so very unhappy because we have behaved ourselves like good people. And this comes right into the line of what you're talking about. Conservatives, speak up. Speak up. Us Christians, we are not supposed to put up with evil. We are not supposed to, but yet the damn liberals keep trying to tell the Christians that don't read enough that you're supposed to put up and be tolerant with anything. That is so untrue.
That
and when
is.
You are, you get stabbed in the back.
Yes.
When you behave yourself in this country, you are the one that gets failed. If you are an idiot and go out and cause trouble, you're the one that gets all the press. You're the one that gets all the kudos. Oh, you poor soul. That's not true. It's the people that behave themselves that are the ones that get stabbed in the back.
Yes. Judy, that is pretty much the basis of Marxism right there, is you separate the family unit. This started years and years ago with not having family dinners, not discussing what was going on. I mean, so many things have fed into this, literally fast food and entertainment and just separating the family units, sports, getting everybody divided into different things, when we should be celebrating and living our lives and living our loves together. Judy, I'm so sorry that you're going through this, and I pray for him and that he finds the way, because you know what? Wives come and go. But your family, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sister, your blood, that is forever. Judy, I'm gonna pray for you, and I'm going to pray for the family. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story, because you know what? My brother, the woman that he chose to marry, almost the exact same thing. She took him down the path of welfare. It's just easier. Why work? Let's just do drugs and let the world support us. And that's not how he was raised. That's not how he was raised. But until he got that poison out of his life, nothing was going to change. You want marriage to be forever. But if you find out later, after you've been deceived, and this is what we're going to talk about with the Fall Brothers at 11 o'clock. It is called The Great Deception. And the deception is all around us. We're being deceived by BLM, saying that this is all about, you know, justice for unarmed black people. No, it's not. It's deception. It's to divide us. Antifa, whatever you want to call them. Donkey holes is what I call them. That's a term I can use on the air that was given to me, but you know what I mean. MFs. Ignorance is not bliss. We are being deceived by those who have mastered it over the last 1,000 years, 2,000 years. And they preach evil. They feed on our lives. Their entertainment is our destruction. And if you don't believe that, think about this. Do you ever see George Soros, the financier of all of these hate organizations? Do you ever see him out on the streets with these people? Do you ever see him standing in line with the people of BLM and saying, this needs to change? No. He pays for the chaos. He pays for the anarchy. And just so people know, because I had a discussion with this with somebody last night trying to educate them, the signs are all out there of who they are. You will see a hashtag that says, rise up. There's a lot of misinformation about this rise up. Because what happens is you take the hashtag of someone else. So if you go in and you do your DuckDuckGo search, Rise Up is not about a music group. It's not about, trafficking or anything like that. If you go to riseup.net, you will see exactly who they are. And you may have seen the vans and the cars and the vehicles around Douglas County that have the hashtag Rise Up in their windows. It's communication. Because the first thing you see on their webpage is, a black and red star. That my first thought when I see it goes to Antifa. Rise Up provides online communication tools for people and groups working on liberatory social change. We are a project to create democratic alternatives. You know, you could switch a lot of those letters around and get demonic out of there. Alternatives and practices, self-determination by controlling our own secure means of communications. That's what hashtag Rise Up is. It's a way for them to communicate other than Facebook or Twitter. Because you can go on to the Black Lives Matter Carson City chapter and they post a few things of what's going on Saturday and then the following Saturday. But then what you don't see is on other forms of communication through this hashtag Rise Up. You have to educate yourself and know how to fight back. Didn't think I would ever have to tell people this, but if you want a successful counter-protest, take an ice chest. Lots of ice, lots of water, lots of antioxidant drinks like Propel. Have a means of food. So maybe put some fruit in that ice chest as well. Definitely have protein bars in your pockets and more than just one in case somebody forgets to bring something. You want to keep that blood sugar up. Wear comfortable shoes. Wear sunscreen. And most of all, protect yourself. Protect yourself. Wear earplugs. Yeah, because they're going to be out there screaming and shouting. They're going to have bullhorns. Maybe not at the beginning. It's supposed to go from, you know, 11 to 6, 10 to 6. But what happens after 6 o'clock will be something very interesting to see. What happens at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? Watch for the people on the other side who are doing a peaceful protest, but that also have backpacks and all of a sudden disappear for a moment and come back wearing all black so they can blend into the night. Black masks, eye coverings, hearing protection. These are the ones that you want to watch out for. Because you know, if they feel the need to wear goggles, they're anticipating tear gas. They're anticipating something else happening, something more severe. Isn't that coincidence that as cities and towns were banning, and states were banning face coverings, a virus comes along where you have to wear a face mask? So now everybody gets to cover their faces. Is it an interesting that now Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci come out and say, oh, you should wear goggles too? This is unprecedented, people. Unprecedented. But you have to prepare yourself. What have I always told you? Prepare for the worst, the absolute worst. But hope for the best. We'll be back after this with your talk and texts at 884-9910 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today on this Thursday. Stick around after 11 o'clock. We're going to be talking with the Fall Brothers, who have a very biblical insight as to what is going on in the world and has been going on for the last few years, just after 11. So please make sure you join us. Your texts, just driving me nuts. They're so hysterical. Thank you so much for sending to me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I was sitting with a friend in Smith Valley, and it sounds like there may be a lot of horseback action as well, which is going to be very interesting dynamic. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We are witnessing history repeat itself. The fall of the Roman Empire is happening again. It's not just the fall of the Roman Empire. It's the fall of all countries who have embraced communism, Marxism. We're seeing it again and again and again, and we will not let this country be Venezuela. We will not let this country be Cuba. So these people need to get over themselves. Do I have enough time for this? No, I don't. So I will hold off on that for just a little bit. But it's somebody sent me a text with a letter that was written. This is the best way I've seen this written. And it starts to everyone instigating a possible civil war from all sides. So join me in a little bit. We'll go over that. We'll have to do that at 11:30. And, oh, this is some great news. So we're trying to figure out who's going to be doing these presidential debates, who's going to be the moderators, because, well, the left always seems to take over this action. If there is a debate, hard to debate somebody when they can't remember where they're at or what they're doing. And we've seen a lot of that with candidate Joe Biden. So the left is already trying to get rid of the debates. But our very own Larry Elder has been recommended by Rudy Giuliani to be one of the moderators, which that is a fantastic idea. Love Larry. But I think the other one, I love her. She's absolutely fantastic. The moderator should be Dana Perino. I think that would be totally awesome. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News update, including a financial update, which you really need to be paying attention to right now.